like a Lorelei lost on the channel.
I wish you were. schwimmst immer vor und ich hinterher. Der eine trägt Flossen, der andere ein Gewicht. Der eine trägt Flossen, der andere ein Gewicht. Dein Biss schmerzt und heilen tut er nicht. Dein Biss schmerzt und heilen tut er nicht. Du schwimmst immer vor.
Schlängelnde Körper und berühren uns nicht. Schlängelnde tijd al deed. Maar dan komt de wind en die waait de korrels weg. En er komt een keer, dan kun je niet meer weg. Ja, er komt een dag, dan kun je niet meer. Steek ik mijn kop in het zand. Kop in het zand. Ik steek mijn kop in het zand, dan hoef ik niet te praten.
The next talk will be about Parco Communications, and well, it's could be described as using the features of the internet to communicate when everything else is blocked or broken or doesn't work. I'm very curious about the topic, and I hope you enjoy it. Wish you a good time, and let's give a warm welcome to Adrianus Warmenhoven. He's just a guy. Here you go.
Good morning. I'm really happy that you even are here, because everybody's taken in their tents, and of course you had a couple of days which are really heavy. Who am I? My name is Adrianus Warmenhoven. You get my email address, and I work for a company called Red Sox, and yes, I wear Red Sox. That's what I always get asked. And I do research and development in analytics. And that is important, we get to that later, because I look at metadata on the network. And this is also why I came up with this topic. Let's first, of course, start with a disclaimer. I'm not a lawyer, so anything I say, and anything you do, you may have to check in your country whether it's allowed or not. I think all of the things we're talking about are really normal usage of all the systems, so they should not be any problem. But sometimes there's some blanket statement in a law saying circumvent a certain blockade to visit specific websites, and then any method used, well, maybe get you into problems. Also, I may use a lot of he, but whenever I do that, of course, I mean everyone in the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, intersexual, asexual, pansexual, kink, and cis community. So I love you all, and I mean, he is just a way to describe something. And the last thing, of course, which is really important in my disclaimer, I'm trying to get a concept through to you, not specific full solutions, not something like an exploit, but rather a new way of thinking about how you can also use the internet. And well, I thought, because of this last day, something really simple and nice and easy to do. You can do this literally with your granny in the old people's home, or you can do this with children at school. So, first thing is, why parkour communications? Why even this subject? Well, one thing is, I want to do something different with hacking. I like, for me, hacking was always playing around with things and building new things and having fun with things. And, well, almost all the news I see about hackers nowadays is like these little Dr. Evils lurking about, and they all think, I want to have 300 bitcoins of you, something like that. You know, that's a bit bullshit. Also, the other thing about security, which we always see, is now I find a hole, somebody has done something stupid, they have misconfigured something, they haven't used software correctly or whatever, and instead of going to them and helping them fix it, I just go to the press or try to get as much karma as possible by just publishing it outside. That's one thing. Another reason is the knowledge and skill gap between security and productivity increases at the moment. So we have lots of developers building new applications, new stuff all the time. And the security personnel, the knowledge about that, well, it focuses on mostly diplomas and other really specific stuff. Not enough hackers, this is really a pet peeve of mine, are really involved in education in schools. Yeah, we got some soldering and some playing around with robots, but what I really want is more education in what is the internet, how does it work, and how can we play with it, and how can we use it. And this is also the lack of easy and fun things to do with non-technical people. As I said earlier, this is what I'm going to propose, the parkour communication. is something you can do with your, literally can do with your grandmother in the old people's home, or with your children at home, or with your friends who are non-technical. You can figure things out and have fun with it. And of course, almost all hackers nowadays, well, they download Kali Linux, they know how to use Metasploit, they know the offensive security CVE database, and they're all the same hackers, you know. Nobody tries to do something new or play around or have fun with it. So this is, for me, is quite an important part. Parkour Communications is, well, just something I thought up, and trying to have some new fun with the internet. So I mentioned the name Parkour Communications. Well, basically, what is parkour, actually? Well, parkour is these guys you sometimes see which do amazing feats in the city. They run around in the city, and they use the city. They use everything that is there. They don't build new tracks. They don't build new things to climb on. They just go from A to B in a way they want to do, and just use everything that's there. They don't need anything new. They don't need to break anything either. They just use whatever is there. So, just as in the same in the away from keyboard parkour, there's a lot of fixtures that make the internet work. And with fixtures, I mean things like lighting, beams like this, traffic lights, street lights. Those are all things, and like the plumbing, that was what makes the internet work. Like for the internet, it's like name servers, it's web servers, it's mail servers, search engines. And slowly we also get things like all the things that Facebook provides or whatever. And mind you, I'm not talking about anything fighting against the NSA here, or like the deep web or something like that, just about fun things of communication. And I know that a lot of things I'm going to talk about are not really secure in the hardest sense of the word, but just bear with me. As I said earlier, there's no need to break in all these systems, to just own them or modify them. Traceurs, which are the people that run through the city, well, as I said, they do not rebuild or modify parts of the city. And we can use all those items just as they are intended. We can use, I will show later on, we can use